So last night, my partner and I went out to a very nice dinner, very nice place with our agent. And I got a food that, well, I got a beet salad as an appetizer. And it was, you know, the red beets and the golden beets. It's very like, I guess it's a trendy salad now. When we were all kids, nobody would ever have a beet salad.
Right. Because, you know, when I think Raj, I think trendy.
Right.
I think trendy, you know, salad.
Greens, blue cheese, two kinds of beets, and pistachios.
Bread. I said the bread. I bet when we go out, Roger's going to order one of those trendy salads.
That's what he did.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah, he's known for his trendy salads.
So, I got the beet salad. And, you know, we're talking about it just basically how we used to hate beets as kids, and then I had it. So, I get home from dinner, and, you know, and it's just like what happened to you, where I didn't really think about what I had for dinner, didn't think about it later, I was doing work, time to go to bed, whatever.
Right.
So I go in the bathroom, and now my pee is fine. It doesn't change colors.
Right, no, but he had to turn in his lease, if you know what I'm saying.
But I had to turn in my lease?
Turn in your lease on the beet salad.
What does that mean? What?
That means he had a crap.
Turn in his
lease? I never
lease.
Heard of turn in my lease. That's funny.
What is that?
He had to turn in his lease.
This is so different.
I never heard that.
So.
That's okay. I never heard pitting. We're all learning.
Beets are a superfood, and they just take over everything, apparently. I get up, and I'm telling you, the toilet looked like the opening battle scene from Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
I mean, bad.
But you should have known.
Horrible.
Because you're the one who kept me from throwing myself into traffic when it happened to me.
It was a couple of years ago. You know, I just didn't think about that. I wasn't thinking about anything at the time. I was like, what happened?
Right.
And it happened two more times since, but not yet this morning.
Two more times since. How many times you go into the bathroom? We only went to dinner last night at 7 o'clock.
Right. So once then, once in the middle of the night, and then once this
what?
Morning.
Once in the
but
middle
not
of
since.
The night.
Not since I got to work.
In the middle of the night?
Oh, yeah. We had a decent dinner.
Big portions at this restaurant.
I haven't gone yet.
I mean, maybe it
so
is.
So you told me you crapped three times since dinner?
Maybe it is twice.
Come on, dude.
No, it's probably all right. It's probably twice.
Are you lying
makes more
for
sense.
A story?
No, I'm not lying for a story. No, maybe it was twice since I got home from dinner, and then once after that. So anyway, it hasn't happened since. But beets will take over your life.
So
so you know,
there's a funnier part to this story where a few years ago I decided I was gonna juice everything. I was gonna be. Mm-hmm. I saw some documentary. Yeah. It was fat. Something Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was the documentary, and it was all about this guy who juiced, and he juiced like every meal for like a month or whatever it was. And I was like, that's it, I'm gonna juice, it's gonna change my life, my energy level's gonna go through the roof, because I was always tired. And I started juicing, right? I went out and bought like a $300-something juicer, which is now in storage. And I made a juice, and I used beets, and I had never really had beets before. And I was at work, and I had to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. I came into the studio. Roger's like, what's the matter? I'm like, dude, I got to get to the hospital. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm telling you, I got to get to the hospital. I go, everything is red. I go, I'm like, bleeding out of my ass, you know, that whole kind of thing.
Did he know that you ate beet, that you juice beets? Or?
I didn't know that happened.
But
I had never eaten beets before in my life.
Did
ever.
Roger know, or did he just think that was like blood? I mean,
Roger was the one who's like, what did you eat? And I said, well, I've been juicing. He's like, well, what did you juice? I said, well, this, that, and the other thing, and the beets. He goes, dude, it's the beets. It'll turn everything red. I'm like, oh my. I'm like, are you sure? I think I should get to the hospital. He's like, no, you're good. I'm telling you, you're good. That's why I didn't understand how you didn't put two and two together
for
yourself.
Yeah, well, at the time, Susan was juicing, so I knew it. That was a couple of years ago. And now I've had beets before. I don't think about it. Just didn't think about
maybe,
it until it happened. I'm like, oh,
maybe
my God.
You just didn't check behind you. Maybe what you left behind.
Maybe not. But beware when you order beets, just know it's coming.
So now for how long? And I can't believe it. Why am I asking?
I don't know. Let you know in a little while.
How long your poop is going to be red. But
I'll let you know in a little while.
So you've had three movements since, and they've all been red.
He hasn't decided whether or not he's had three.
It's two or three. I don't remember. It's a middle of it.
How do you not know? How do you not know?
Because who counts?
Well, the more I thought about it, I thought maybe it was two since dinner. Two after dinner and then one this morning.
Two after dinner and then one this morning?
Okay. No, that seems like that might be right. I feel like that might be right.
Two after. Are you drinking Metamucil or something? Like, what is that?
How much fiber are you taking in?
Right? Bro, I'm healthy.
I guess so. I guess so.
Was there or was there not a middle of the night dookie? That's what. That's pretty.
No, I really think there wasn't. I really think it was two before. Before finally getting back.
I'm going to be honest. I'm calling BS.
I feel like some
part of the story doesn't make sense.
Yeah, literally BS.
I don't remember if I went in the middle of the night. I could have. I'm not sure. I was sitting down to pee because that's what I do. Maybe I duked it up. I don't even know.
I'm thinking it's not even this morning, actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I got to, because I don't think I've gone since last night. So I'll let you know, like, in a little while. I'll let you know if the beats are still around.
Do you understand what you sound like right now? You sound like the worst liar ever.
Roger, you're pitting out and you know it.
You literally sound like the worst liar ever.
Yeah, well, there was definitely two at some point since we had dinner. How about that? That I do know.
Okay.
For sure. And I'll let you know if
there's another one later. 5 minutes ago, there was three.
I know. I thought there was. Maybe. I'll stick with two for sure.
And by the way, has anybody noticed that, I can't believe we're talking about this, but has anybody noticed that when you eat asparagus now, the asparagus pea smell lasts like almost a good day and a half, where it used to just be like you'll get a couple and then it's over?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, yeah.
Now it's like going into the next day and you still got that smell?
God. No, I haven't noticed that.
How much asparagus are you eating?
Yeah, that may be the thing, too. I mean, I'll eat it, but maybe you're eating, I mean, you eat really healthy. Maybe you're eating the vegetables so much.
I just ordered a pizza. How healthy am I really eating? You know?
I mean, in general.
Who am I chalking it up saying, well, it's my tomato intake for the day? Hey, Scott on line one. What's up, Scott?
Hey, there was a wonderful episode of ER Doctors a few months ago about a lady who went into the doctor, and her husband was a head doctor at this hospital. The ER doctor was trying to treat her, and he kept overstepping. Her husband kept overstepping him, and had the surgeon on the way in was concerned that she was bleeding internally and all this. Yeah. The ER doctor was like, no, we need to run tests. We need to run tests. And the other doctor wouldn't listen to him or anything. And finally, the nurse stepped in and said, hey, this isn't blood. This is not blood. And the ER doctor said, well, what have you been eating? And she's like, I've been eating more beets lately. And everybody looked at each other like,
she was about to go under the knife.
They had the surgeon in route waiting on the table for her.
Wow.
And there was no bleeding.
You know,
come on their part.
It's like the time thanks for the call, man. When I got the vasectomy and I went to go pee and I had like, you know, because you always have frozen peas or frozen whatever on there to get the swelling down. And I had frozen cranberries and I looked down. I didn't know. I just grabbed the bag of whatever it is. And I looked down and there's red everywhere. I start screaming bloody murder. And Nicole was like, hey, jerk off, you have frozen cranberries on you. There's probably a hole in the bag.
Sometimes you just don't realize, you know, it happens.
Like, okay. All right, okay, cool.
Jeff is online, too. Hey, Jeff, Roger, JP.
Yeah, well, my daughter was little, like 8 or 9. She was coming out of being sick. My wife kind of rewarded her with red velvet cake, a couple big pieces of red velvet cake. The next morning, I hear my wife screaming. She was in the bathroom with my daughter. I forget how old she was, probably 4 or 5. We got to take her to the doctor. Oh, my God. I walked in and looked, and it was the red velvet cake. Next time you eat red velvet cake, watch the next morning. You'll be amazed.
No. Another thing. Beets and red velvet cake. All right.
Yep. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff.
Or have you ever ate Oreo cookies?
Never.
Oh, no. No, it's the same thing. When you eat a lot of Oreo cookies, like, it turns really black.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
You got to eat a lot of Oreos.
I eat a lot of Oreos.
How many Oreos?
I could eat like a half. Like, I could eat probably the whole thing.
Half a thing. I'm just waiting for turning to Raj. Whole thing, half thing. No, it might have been a whole thing. Maybe it was 3/4.
Maybe 3 packages.
It might have been a whole thing. I might have had 2 packages. Well, was it from the day before or the day after? I don't really know. I'm not really quite
sure. Pretty positive it was a whole thing.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Almost positive.
Eduardo is on line 3. Hello, Eduardo.
Oh, hey, P, Roger, you're too early. Your schedule all mixed up. I haven't served the refried beans yet. You're already talking about poop.
You're right. It usually is between noon and one. You're right, Eduardo. Sorry, we're a little early.
You know, while we're hovering over the subject kind of a little bit, after our conversation about peeing in the shower, I did attempt to pee in the shower thinking, you know, what's the hype all about? And I got to tell you, I understand why someone would be okay with it because it's not as bad as I thought it would be. But I also don't, I mean, I would never make it a regular practice. Like I only did that because I was just seeing what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why people would purposely do that.
Because you know what? You don't think, especially in the early morning shower, maybe you didn't have to go yet. And then all of a sudden you get in the shower, the water's running, you hear the water, and then all of a sudden it triggers it and you just have to go.
And then hold it until you get out of the shower and pee. Again,
why hold it? There's no reason to.
Because it's the toilet. But I understand now why that meant, I didn't understand that mentality before. Now I kind of get it, like a little bit. It's not as bad as I thought it was, really.
I'm kind of starting to think maybe the station should market us as some sort of educational program.
I'm learning.
You know?
Right.
We learn a lot.
Sesame Street,
we learn a
Electric
lot
Company,
the show.
And us. A little different.
Brian on line one. Get Brian, then we'll take a break. What's up, man?
So when I was younger, this didn't happen, but when I became an adult, grape Gatorade started tearing my stomach up, and I guess it didn't process the grape coloring, so it turned mine green. And it tore my stomach up so bad that I quit drinking grape Gatorade, but I still do it around St. Patrick's Day just for the effect.
Just for the green.
Yeah, actually, I drank a bottle of grape Gatorade during the morning show yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. It literally tears my stomach up. And I don't know why I didn't do it when I was younger, but when I became an adult, and red food coloring gets me too.
That would be the red velvet cake thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah. No, I stay away from everything red now.
Thanks, man.
So... Yeah, right, Brian. Have a good one. Love the
have
show.
A good weekend, dude.
Thank you, Brian, very
Roger,
much.
Did you try peeing in the shower? You said you were going to do it.
Oh, no, I didn't think of it. I took a shower this morning. I didn't even think of it. See, I just don't.
You're too busy pooping.
No.
Too busy worrying about my red beets. No, it's just not a habit. I just don't think of it.
What was that thing that was it Burger King that had some burger that was turning everybody?
Yes.
Oh, they had that, like, black burger
black
or something
bun.
Like
the
that?
Black,
yeah.
Bun.
Black bun.
And it ruined everybody.
People were, like, getting wrecked by that whole thing. Hey, Ron on line five. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I heard
good,
a comment
up?
About the rectal bleeding, and I'm a gastroenterologist, and really, all kidding aside, rectal bleeding should be treated in a serious manner.
Right,
and
but nobody was
something benign.
But, Ron, nobody was actually
benign,
nobody
like
was actually... Hold on, Ron. Nobody was actually bleeding. Raj ate beets.
Maybe you came in the middle.
You might have came in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, but you don't know that because the only way you can tell that is by doing what's called a hemocult card, and you can't tell that. And many times patients think it's beets or it's food coloring, it's whatever, but anybody with rectal bleeding should be evaluated by a physician because many times patients say, oh, it's hemorrhoids, it's this and that, and it ends up being a colon cancer. And when you do that, what I do for a living, and you diagnose people with colon cancer, it's completely preventable, and many patients blow these symptoms off, and they really shouldn't. In fact, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month in the country, and about 200,000 people are diagnosed with colon cancer every year in this country, and about 60,000 people die from colon cancer.
Right.
So when you tell people once a week they've got a stage 3 or 4 colon cancer, it's no laughing matter. Don't get me wrong. I love your show. You guys are great. Spanish, Calvin, whoever's on there. Love
but
you
do you
guys,
think,
man. You guys
hold
are
on, hold on. Do you think?
Right. I just
do you
I,
think?
I just
do you
make
think?
That
get off the phone, then I can't take it.
Why can't you? He's a doctor, man. Let him speak.
Show some respect.
God,
he was on
he went
a
to school longer than two of us put together.
Dude, we know it was beets. We know you don't have. You just got fingered.
Yeah, Ron,
you
Dr.
Just,
Ron.
You just
beets.
Got fingered a couple months ago. You know, you're good. You get.
I guess so many of I. From Ron's point of view, so many of our stories are about it's only beets or it's only red velvet cake. He's like, listen, it's not just, I see what he's saying. But so there's the public service message. Wrapped in red velvet cake and beets. There we go. All right. Well, Roger and JP.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.